You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
Yay!
Yeah, let's meet the players representing for the dudes today. It's Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Davey boy.
Gentlemen. What's your line of work, Dave?
I'm in mortgage.
Mortgage.
All right. How's the mortgage world right now?
Good. Rates are still high. We got to get the Fed to drop these down so people can start affording bigger houses.
Come on, Fed. What's a 30-year sitting at right now?
Right around 7.
7. Back up to 7, huh? Mm-hmm. My goodness. I am never leaving my house.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Dave
well,
doesn't want to hear that. Dave, listen, there's some pressure on you today. Because you have a chance to win it for the boys for this month. And if you don't, then the girls are going to tie it up and have a shot at it on Thursday. So,
what makes you worthy to play today, Dave? Do you know a lot about girly stuff?
I got a wife and a daughter, and I'm well-versed. So
okay.
We should be in good shape here.
This is who we needed today, then, for the guys.
Listen, this is going to sound goofy, Dave, but you have one of those phones where when you talk to us, it cuts off the first syllable. So when I give you your question, I want you to answer each one by saying the answer is and then saying it, okay?
Got it. I am not on Bluetooth. I am on a regular phone.
All right. It's all good.
So I apologize.
No, you're fine. You're not, sir, you're not doing anything wrong. There's just a weird thing that we get sometimes with some phone providers that it cuts off the first syllable. So just say the answer is before you say the answer. How's that?
Answer is I will say the answer is.
Good for you. You're going up against Angela, who's going to try to tie it up for the ladies today. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Oh, your phone sounds great. Hi.
It's like you're in the room with
us. Hi, Angela. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Do you know my theory about all Angelas?
No. What's your theory?
They're all hot.
Oh. I've heard that.
You have
I'm
heard
also
that?
Also blonde, so maybe that factors in, too.
Where do you hide your wings?
What's your line of work, Angela?
I am a global executive for a big company.
What does any of that mean?
What does a global executive?
Well, I do strategy and policy and compliance.
Still have no idea what that means.
I know. I have to be intentionally vague.
Oh,
why?
That's
why
dumb.
Do you have to be intentionally vague?
What I do is I guess just more confidential. So.
Global. What was your first title? Global strategist.
I'm a global executive.
That is very impressive. Like
you're
executive for the entire globe.
She's the world's executive.
Wow.
What kind of car do you have? What kind of car?
We just bought an Infiniti Red Sport.
How much was it?
It wasn't as much as I thought it was. It was about 65 when we were.
Did you finance it or pay cash?
Financed it.
Oh, you did, huh?
No, cars depreciate too quickly, so.
So 65K for a fancy Infiniti. Wow. You're doing all right managing the globe.
But my husband drives that car. I'm in the Toyota Highlander.
Why does he get the Infiniti?
Because it matters more to him. So,
oh, he's a status guy, huh?
That's funny.
He's actually a yoga teacher. So,
oh,
he's a status guy. No, he's a yoga
has
teacher.
To drive the fancy Infiniti to the yoga classes.
Is it low to the ground or something? Yeah. So you got to do yoga to get into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I knew it.
And to get out of it.
I'll be darned.
That's why.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Where did you meet him?
I met him in the middle of the street at 20th and Market.
Like at a Rockies game or something?
No, it was 1:30 in the morning after bar hours.
Oh, and you just happened to bump into each other, huh?
Was he
we
vomiting
fell in, love,
in the street?
Love at first sight.
Maybe you were vomiting in the street. What?
No. We were both the designated drivers for our group.
I love this
night.
Story. And you just started, what, talking or hitting on each other? How'd that work?
Yeah. Well, it's a longer story.
Well,
but
never mind.
Essentially, we walked to the car, and I offered him a ride to his car. And he said, sure, and got in my car, and then we drove. I pulled out of the parking space, and he said, stop. And he was only five cars down from me. But he got in the car to take a ride.
That's fantastic.
Angela, story of the week so far.
That's really good.
Aw,
story
of the week.
And then you fell in love.
And it's 21 years later.
And he's so flexible.
And you know what? There's not a dry eye listening right now. So...
And he could dry his eyes with his foot if he wanted.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, he could, yep.
Nice having a guy who's so flexible, isn't it?
It's like, yeah, it's like total opposite of the stereotype.
It is, yeah. No, he's awesome.
All right, let's get to the game. Cute. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be asking Dave some questions that women probably more likely to know. Jeremy will ask Angela some questions. You know, that dudes are probably a little more likely to know. Oh, Jeremy, you're going to hate this. You're going to have to run the controls.
Oh, no. Well, hold on, because... Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's going
to... Well, it's taken me like four times to hit it. Now it's not doing it.
You're going to have to let me... Guys are going to have to bear with
us. Hold on one second.
We have some technical issues.
Technical challenges.
Yeah, our little screen that runs the globe. You should be familiar. Stopped working.
just tap it a little.
Well, let me see. Let me just test out the timer.
If I had a nickel.
Okay.
You got it?
That one works. We don't need that, though. We just need the ding, right?
You got it?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Kinda. Like, I'm having to hit the button like four times sometimes.
I have a little laser gun if you want me to use that sound effect.
No, we don't need any sound effects. Oh, now it just crashed on me, Dom. Oh, well.
You know what? Let's just BS with Dave and Angela. While you're talking to them, I'm going to refire all of this up. So can you just carry on a conversation?
Like, oh, but now I got to back Dave... up. I got to back
up. Oh, you do? Try hitting something.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Perfect. All right, we're ready to play. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask Dave some questions that women probably more likely to know. Jeremy will ask Angela some questions that dudes more likely to know. Best out of three will win, and we'll get the prize. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. The boys have a chance to win the month, and Dave, you are going first. Here is question number one. There's a protein-based supplement that claims to help prevent wrinkles and bone loss, and many women ingest it in pill, shake, or powder form. What am I talking about?
Answer is collagen.
I think he said collagen.
I don't want you to pause after the answer is because that resets the clock.
It's all right. You said
I think
answer is collagen.
Collagen.
That
okay.
is right. That is absolutely
oh, yeah.
right. Very
right.
good.
Okay.
So
Tom is global executive.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. Yeah. There it's working.
Okay. There we go. There it is. All right. All right, over to Angela.
All right, hot Angela. What is the name of the disposable cleaning cloths that come in a black package and they're made for men?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I got some for Christmas.
Take a guess. Hurry. Take a guess.
Axe? I don't know. Axe?
No, here,
wipe?
Let me hit that. No, it is a little something called dude wipes.
Oh, dude wipes.
Dude wipes.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord. My mother-in-law gave me some for Christmas. I don't know what she was trying to tell me, but.
That's weird.
I don't know. Take the hint.
I know, right? I don't know if she's been sniffing me or not. I'm not looking.
Dave, it's been a while. It's been at least a couple of months since I asked a Mean Girls question. So I'm going to ask you a Mean Girls question. In the movie Mean Girls, what is never going to happen?
Answer is Lohan's career coming back.
Oh, that is funny. No, fetch is never going to happen.
Fetch is never going to happen.
Chance for you to tie it up here, Angela.
All right. Global Angela.
Fingers crossed. Give me an easy one.
Yeah, but I don't know what you know. I don't know what would be easy to you. You know,
my husband tells me my head is filled with useless trivia.
Well, so far you're not doing so good. Do you want a car? Do you want a car one or do you want a sports one?
Oh, car.
What car company makes the? Who did that? Is that you?
That was just fun.
What car company makes the mid-sized truck called the Ranger?
Ford?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. I have controls back.
I saw that. Good job.
Good to
well
go.
Done.
Hold on a second. Let me start some new music.
All right.
We're tied up one apiece. Back over to Dave we go. Dave, in what book and movie series would you find a character named Edward Cullen? Edward Cullen, what book and movie series is that?
Answer is Twilight.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Ooh. Well done, Davey boy.
Angela, here's where it stands. You need this to tie it up and send it to overtime. If you miss it, the game is over and the month is over and the boys win the month. All right?
Oh, no pressure.
Tons of pressure.
So much pressure. It's okay. You manage the globe. You're fine.
This has so much pressure attached to it. It would take a global executive to be able to handle it.
Bring it.
All right.
You're not going to get this. So when ESPN was first formed, it stood for something. What does ESPN stand for?
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness. ESPN.
Hurry.
E.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
You just kind of start puzzling it out. Entertainment Sports Programming Network. ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, good grief. Sorry. Sorry, girl.
Boy,
it was
bad.
You know what? The game is
over.
You know, global executive, you are absolutely a delight to talk to, but I'm afraid you've got to take some medicine. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it.
All right. Boys rule.
Well, you're still hot, yes, Angela, so you have that going for you, okay?
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Listen, have a great... Thanks for sharing the fun story with us, too. We really appreciate that.
Oh,
there she goes.
There she goes.
Dave, congratulations. You won the month. Are you ready to sing?
Answer is yes.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. Sing it.
Champions, my friend.
Keep going.
We'll keep the battle to the end.
Oh, all right, so now the chorus. Here we go.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
Ouch.
No.
Wow.
Losers, because we are the champions of the world.
It was very Michael Jackson there for a minute.
Sure was. Oh, good for you. Listen, you're a good sport. You're fun to have on the air. If you will stand by, Josh is going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
Great, gentlemen. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Davey boy. And a big thank you to Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical for sponsoring today.
Right on. You know what? The boys were due. They had not won in a while. So that now makes it 2-1 for the year.